Blog Talk Radio.
Abide with me, fast for the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me.
Gospel Hour with Jenny on the TCB Network on this Sunday, January 12th of 2020. And 5 minutes before showtime, I got some sad news that I depend on. You'll recall that last week I asked you all to be on the lookout for Katie and Shelley. Because he was missing, whatever, just got word that they found his body just a few blocks from where he lived. So no idea what happened yet, but the silver lining is that whatever trouble came to him is done, and he's in God's arms, and he's not going to be one of those unsolved disappearances, so his family can have some closure. That is the silver lining. We need to remember that, because we're all going to have things we need to deal with in our lives. And we need to know that God's arms are going to be around us all the time if we allow that. And we're going to look back and see one set of footprints in the sand at those times. And his family, that's about the only comfort they have right now. Katie and Izzy in God's arms, and so are they. So Susan and Ann are on the line, but forgive me, girls, for not answering you right now. I want to go to a request that John sent me that's quite appropriate right now. It's Judith Durham and the Seekers singing All My Trials.
Don't you cry.
Yes, and that was for Cadian and his family. Their trials at this particular time just begin, but they will be over. The uncertainty is over. But right now, I've got, since Susan and Ann bopped back across the ocean before I could even say hi, I've got something that is absolutely phenomenal. In fact, I've got two somethings of the same song, but I'm not going to play them back to back. Mike Young, a guy named Mike Young, has a drummer and a guitar player, and they're singing in the New York City subway. And you can listen to this because it's just fantastic. Oh, hang on first. Susan.
Susan. Hey, Jenny.
Hey.
Well, condolences to your friend.
That's one already.
Yes, that is. Mm-hmm.
But you can
say
it
too.
I'm really grateful right now and thankful to all of you that are with me on chat, and Susan and Ann that have called in. It's just a sad time right now at this point in time, and having you here is going to help me. So
I'm glad about that.
I sent the link to my daughter-in-law, and I'm hoping that they are listening because they were close to these people, and they're going to need a little bit of uplifting as well. So
yeah,
here we go anyway. This is Mike Young, as I said, singing in the New York City subway with a drummer and guitar player, acoustic guitar player, and he's singing about a change going to come. So let this just fly, because it's going to hit you with a sledgehammer.
When I go to my love,
All right. Now, that had to get into your soul and speak to you. I mean, how
yes.
can you not have let it affect you a little bit? So I just, when I found that, and I heard that, I thought, oh, my God. In the subway with a snare drum and an acoustic guitar. Man. Think what he could do in a studio. Oh. Or on a stage with a full band. Oh, my gosh. That would be so fantastic. We've got a new caller. As soon as my computer... Hi. How are you doing, honey?
Hi. How are y'all today?
Well, are we
talking?
I just
hello,
had some
Ann.
Sad news.
Hi, yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah.
This is Carolyn in North Carolina.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hi.
Good to hear from you.
I don't know if it's my laptop or my phone or what. But you can, just a minute, my dogs are barking. Girls, it's nobody out there. I'm on the phone. Here. Honey, it's okay.
Just answer back, yes,
ma'am. Oh, I love it. They can protect Mama from the phone. Okay.
Oh yes. And my oldest little dog, she's a mixed breed between a Dachshund hound and a weenie dog. And if my husband goes to kiss me bye when he goes to work, if she's not in her bed, she comes up behind him and tries to bite him. She thinks she's protected me. And then she'll start barking at him until he backs away. But it's hilarious.
Well, I had a Sheltie. I used to have Sheltie. And he protected me from cars going by on the road and from planes flying over our house. So, yeah, I hear you. I
and
thought
the,
it was so cool.
The little one is the big one's little baby, and she's Chihuahua and whatever the mama's all mixed up with. And when she gets to talking, there ain't no shutting her up.
That's okay, though. That's okay. Because take my word for it, honey. When they're gone, you wish that they would be sitting there and just barking their little heads off so you could have them with you again. I know that from experience. So just, you know, count your lucky stars and enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
My first dog that we had when we moved out here 26 years ago, my son gave her to me for Mother's Day. And then in 2000, when our house burnt, she was in the house. And they found her laying at the foot of the bed. And that's where she slept all the time. And I swore up down I wasn't ever going to get another dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know how long that lasts.
Like, oh, no, my son.
Time you see a dog that needs a home.
My son came out to visit me in June that year, and we were going to town, and that was when I was still able to drive, and I saw a sign on the road that said free puppies. He says, Mommy, you gotta stop. I said, no, I can't go through and lose another one. Well, on the way back, we ended up stopping.
Yeah, but you know what? Even when you know you are going to lose them someday, it's worth it. It's worth all the years of devotion and love, unconditional love, and the support they give you, because they know when you're feeling bad and they're right there to put their head on your knee. It's the ending is worth all of that. It's worth it.
She was little dog, and I had her for 12 years.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard, especially when they're with you for that long. You know, you got to count your lucky stars. At least you had them. So I got to play another song, and it's going to be a request for Brandon this time. We're going to get on the gospel train here. with Jeremy King. He's going to sing He Knows.
Day by day, you better have the strength to pray in the valley low. How hard your fight has been, how deep the pain within, wounds that no one else has seen, hurts too much to show. And all the doubt you're standing in between, and all the way that brings you to your knees. He knows.
You gotta tell the Father about it. He already knows it. You're not telling him anything new. You know, it's nothing new, but you've got to say it. And then he'll deal with it for you. But you gotta come clean, guys. You gotta come clean. It's just something you gotta do. And it's your betterment and your salvation and your peace of mind. So just do it. Just do it. It's really Once you start, you're not going to be able to stop. You'll confess your whole life. Just go for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Your father knows all of it anyway, so why not?
That's right.
Hey, Donna.
Oh, hi.
Hello. How is Wade?
Wade has a fever today, so it's back to the doctors for him. And I'm going to see an asthma specialist this week, and that'll be to the doctor for me. So we're still alive, and as that song just said, God knows our hearts. He knows what makes us sick. He knows what ails us. He knows our enemies. He knows we pray for them daily. He knows our enemies pray for us. He knows everything. He knows you're sad. He knows you're happy. He knows if your family are squabbling. He knows if you are in love or in not in love, or if you're breaking up with someone, or you're changing your whole life around. It doesn't matter. God knows everything. And he just wants you to talk to him and tell him through your own words and experiences how much you love him and honor him and just try to do better tomorrow than you did today.
Exactly. Basically. Exactly. You know, everybody thinks, oh, God wants us to be perfect. Oh, we have to be perfect. That's not the way it is.
God says, we are only human and we're going to make mistakes. We're not perfect.
All we need to do is try to be better than we are. As long as we're trying and we're striving for that end goal, that's all we're asked to do, is just to try. So don't think if you're not perfect that you're going to hell, because that's not how it works, guys. That's not how it works. You ask your forgiveness and you try.
Exactly. And as I tell everybody, I'm 42, and you know what? God is still working on me. He's still working on each and every one of you, too. He's not finished yet.
Honey, you're such a baby at 42. I'm not surprised.
I know, but still, he's still working on me. He's still working on y'all. I remember we used to sing a song, he's still working on me. You know, Jesus, he's still working on me. But he does that throughout your whole entire life. You know,
that's
he molds
exactly
you. If you accept him into your heart, accept him into your life, he molds you into what you need to become. You just need to make an effort.
Is so
that's
right.
The greatness of it all.
As long as Jenny, you're making
I have a
that
question.
Effort. Yes, honey.
Since Shauna's on there and Ann and Susan, I got bad news on the 6th on me. My blood results came back, and they put me on 2 different kinds of medication because they said they thought that I was headed for a stroke, that the blood count was too high. And the medication is making me sicker than I was. So I
talk to your doctor.
Stay on
more than, honey, there's more than one medication, and doctors don't know everything. It's trial and error as to what's going to work for each person. Talk to your doctor. There's another medication they can give you to try that won't make you so sick. Don't think this is the only thing you have. You just pray and you talk to your doctor. And they'll find something that's going to work and isn't going to make you sick like that. Okay?
I need your prayers.
I'm not a doctor. Hey, honey,
well,
that's not a problem.
Well, Ms. Carolyn, everything is possible with God. So always pray.
Yeah.
Pray about your situation. God knows your heart. And the thing is, everyone is hurting or ailing or something is wrong. But I'll tell you what is the greatest thing is with prayer, God is always in control. With prayer.
That's exactly
right. We just got to pray. Pray.
That's exactly right.
That God will help them doctors try to take care of you. And just put it in God's hands.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
You have to give him that control. He won't take it. You have to give it to him.
I'm taking already 15 bottles of pills 3 times a day. And I... managed to quit one, and then they added two more.
Maybe they can take some of those. Take a look at those. This is my advice. This is not, I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything, actually. But if it was me, what I would do, and you don't have to, but what I would do is I would make a list of those medications and the dosages, take it to my doctor and say, can I combine any of these? Because this is getting tough, man. You try and swallow all these pills three times a day. And if they can combine them, you will. Then you'll be taking fewer pills. I'm not saying you're going to take less medication, but you'll be taking fewer pills. And that might be a way to help a little bit. But, you know, right now we're going to put a song that maybe it's going to help us. It's Michael English, and he's going to sing us a song that says, he didn't throw the clay away. We got more than one chance. Because you screwed up once or twice or a dozen times or three dozen times. That's not how he works. He just keeps that clay and reworks it. You know, as long as you're willing and you're going to put in what you got to put in, he's going to work with it. Don't be afraid. Just talk to him. You know, that might be the hardest thing is you got to talk to him, because he can do it all on his own. Don't get me wrong, he can, but he won't. You have to invite him to do it. Because he can. All you got to do is want it. You know? That's all you got to do is want it. And on that note, I've got another request from Brandon. It's done by We the Kingdom, and it's called Holy Water. It doesn't have to be holy water, just any water used for a holy purpose. You know, you go to the river, you go to the local pond, you hit the lake. It doesn't matter, people. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. So here we are with something that we're all going to enjoy. The stamps. The light. And this is a request from John. So enjoy it.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would be no more. Everybody that lives about us says tear that old lighthouse down. No, the big ships don't sail this way anymore. There's no use of it standing round. And then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw that old light, and the light from that old lighthouse that stands there on the hill.
And I thank God for the lighthouse I owe my life to him. For Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin
gotta love JD and that bass. I tell you, that just kind of sinks right into you and lets the whole song follow. Isn't that true? Oh my goodness. I love listening to Stamps do gospel.
I got to hear Stamps.
Yeah. And then
I met them in person one time.
Oh, good.
We have a town down here, Denton, North Carolina. And every 4th of July, they put on a big, it's an old tractor get together, the steam tractors and stuff. And they bring gospel groups and country and western groups. And one year, the Stamps come in, and that was after J.D. had passed away. And I walked up and started talking to them, and I purchased one of their CDs they had with them, and I started asking about Elvis, how it was to sing with him. and they just all clammed up. There wasn't another word out of them. I said, oh, I'm sorry. Did I ask the wrong question?
Well, yeah, you probably did, honey. If that's how it goes, then they were probably not supposed to be talking about that particular subject. So, you know, that's okay. We've got more soft things. So here's something that I hope is going to help all of us. B.B. Cannon, and he's going to sing He Promised Me.
He promised me He will
promised all of us. And listening, we can cash in on those promises and be a whole lot happier. And when we got trouble, it takes time. It takes time. It doesn't just magically go away, but it happens. And here to tell us about that, it's called He Will Carry You.
problem too big, God cannot solve it.
There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it.
There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it.
If He carried the weight shoulder, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulder, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. He said, come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. Shoulder, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulder, I know, my sister, that He carry you. He said,
He can carry everyone that asks. Hard to believe, but yeah, He can. You can believe it. He will carry you. I've got something by the Soul Stirrers. And the Soul Stirrers were the backup for Sam Cooke. And they did gospel. So, my Jesus, be a fence around me.
I wonder, is there anybody here who late at midnight shed bright a tear? Oh, because you didn't have no one to help you along the way. And oh Lord, and if there is anyone, oh, let me tell you, let me tell you what I've done. I've asked Jesus a fence around me and protect me every day. I told Him to, oh Jesus, be a fence all around me. When I get better, to, oh Jesus, I want You to protect me. Depart. But oh children, death is no stranger to anyone. And oh Lord, but just alone, you stay in the fold. You never have to worry when death's knock on your door. That's like Jesus to be a fence around you, and you never have to worry anymore. Just bow down to, oh, Jesus, be a fence around me. When you get burdened, to, oh, Jesus, I want you to protect me.
Fence around me. That makes us all feel more secure. Sometimes that's all we need, is to know that he's right there and we'll get through it. But that's all we need. So, hey guys, just here again, talk to him. Just talk to him. And Susan's still bopping back and forth. I think we're up to now.
I guess. And then straight behind her.
Yeah, me and
exactly. Anne's pushing her along. Oh, here, come on, come on to this.
We're on the same rope, Jenny.
We're well fit now, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I thought I'd mention that I have noticed, yes. We're just kind of needing this comforting and uplifting day. There's so many things happening, and like I said, I got that bad news right before the show started. So,
yeah, that's so sad.
I particularly needed this, even though I did not know Cadian, but my daughter-in-law and son, friends of families. So that makes me feel bad because they have to deal with it too, you know. One good thing that I need to pass along is my brother was in the ICU with the after effects of a heart attack, final stage COPD, and pneumonia. And when I got that news, they did not expect him to live through the night. And this was a couple of weeks ago, but he did live. You know, power of prayer, people. Power of prayer. They said he was going to die. God said, nope, not yet. And he's still hanging in there and getting better. So we're still praying for it.
Yeah.
He's still in the hospital, you know, which actually is where he should be. They're still trying to decide if they're going to a heart transplant or an heart catheter, you know, to drain the fluid away from his heart with the COPD. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He's alive. I have to rejoice. He's alive. His brother's still alive. That is a blessing. So that is a miracle. If you knew anything about my brother's life, you would know how big a miracle that is. So I'm really thankful right on the heels of being so sad about Cadian. Try dealing with that conflicting emotion, kids. But you know what? The joy that God's taking care of all of it is going to win out. I don't have to worry about that. So in light of that, if I can find it, I mean, you know, I've got so many things. It's kind of like, oh my goodness, what do I play next? So I know what I'll play. All I have to do is find it. Yes, there it is. Vince Gill. This is in remembrance of those that we have lost. And to bring peace to our hearts in that happenstance. Vince Gill, go rest high on that mountain. And thank you, everybody, for being here. I'm short on time again, but I do thank you. Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, Susan and Anne. My goodness.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
And
you're really welcome.
It's just
thank you everyone in the chats for keeping me company through all of this. I hope that the show has been an inspiration for you and give your heart peace and take it with you through the rest of the week, because you can help people around you with it. Just let them know. And there you go. And next Saturday, we'll see you for the Simply Music Show. So go rest high on that mountain, all those that we love and have lost to us here.
I could see angels' faces when they hear your sweet voice sing. Go rest high on that mountain, son, you were.
Have a blessed rest of your Sunday, people, and take whatever filled your soul today with you through the week. And I hope it helps you to deal with whatever comes your way, because God has you in his arms.